Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this votive mass of Our Lady under her title, The New Eve. And that title really has its roots in Scripture. St. Paul, talking about our Lord, calls him the new Adam, or the second Adam, or the last Adam. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says, the first man, Adam, was made into a living soul, the last Adam into a quickening spirit. The first man was of the earth, earthly. The second man from heaven, heavenly. Therefore, as we have borne the image of the earthly, let us bear also the image of the heavenly. All right, so this idea of Christ as the new Adam, the second Adam, of course, was then handed on to the apostolic fathers. And then, guided by the Holy Spirit, enlightened, they start saying, well, hey, Our Lady, she is the new Eve. She is the second Eve. And they see this parallel between Adam and Eve and Christ and Mary. And just as Eve had a subordinate, dependent, cooperating role in the fall of Adam, okay, through her unbelief and disobedience, so similarly, Our Lady, the new Eve, had a dependent, subordinate, cooperating role with the new Adam in the salvation of the world by her faith and obedience. And so as early as the second century, we have fathers of the church like Saint Justin Martyr, Saint Irenaeus, expounding on this idea. Saint Irenaeus says, the knot of Eve's disobedience was loosed by Mary's obedience. The bonds fastened by the Virgin Eve through disbelief were untied by the Virgin Mary through faith. And so we thank God for having raised up the new Eve alongside the new Adam and having saved us, given us now a second chance. With a second Adam and a second Eve, we now have a second chance at salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.